The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Sunday. All right, you guys. So I want to do a little reminder for you. Okay. So whatever is being presented to you is what you're supposed to pay attention to. And I know that sounds really super, super simple, but whatever is being presented to you need to take care of it as soon as possible and pay attention to it, okay? So the reason I'm bringing that up is that I've really had my own personal experiences with energy this week. So and I believe that the more karmically evolved you are, the more instant the karma. In other words, if you venture off the path of light, something will happen once you're aware of the light, by the way. Once you venture off the path of light, something will come along to hit you upside the head to put you back on track. You're supposed to pay attention to it. And for those of you who are not my friends on Facebook, I would love to have you be my friend on Facebook, Mona Van Joseph. Just look me up. I also have Mystic Mona, my page on Facebook. But the thing is that there's a bit of a community here where you'll see the majority of my posts are quite positive, and I do that deliberately because I believe that what you put out there comes back to you. So when you keep your word to people, it's more likely people will keep their word back to you. If you do anything out there that is negative, I believe it comes back to you three or four times. So when you make a promise to somebody, keep it, or tell them why you can't keep it. Tell them why you can't keep it, whatever it is. But don't give your word and then have people counting on you and then you just don't do it. So that was one of my big New Year's resolutions this year was keep my word. So I'm not even giving my word unless I know I can keep it, all right? And I'll tell people, I'm not sure that I can make that, like if it's an event or a thing, but I will let you know if I can. But if you don't hear from me, that means I probably won't be able to make it. So I tell people right up front, you don't have to give them a reason. You just – let them know so they're not counting on you. I mean, if there's a certain amount of chicken dinners at a wedding reception and you said, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there for cousin, you know, Bart's wedding, and then you at the last minute don't show up, that's just wrong. I'm just saying. Okay. But anyway, it's all karma. What comes around, goes around. I'm just saying. All right. So I've had somebody that has very nicely requested to be on my program this morning, so I'm going to go right to that call. Area code 408. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's your first name?
It's Ola, O-L-A.
Hi, Ola. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. Yeah, my question is, I'm thinking about leaving my current contract to jump into a new career. It would be for, it's like a marketing websites and stuff like that. Just kind of seeing what I'm currently interviewing. I'm wondering what you see happening. If I'll get something anytime soon or if it's going to be a while.
Well, you have a card here that says that you're finally ready to get serious about your own happiness, your own career, your own life. That's the first card in your reading. The second card is a card where you don't have to do it the hard way. Now, what that means is any door that flies wide open for you, step through it. If it seems like it's really hard to get an understanding or clarity or whatever, then it's time to really evaluate it. Because if it seems like too much of a struggle, I don't want you to go for it. If it seems like the doors fly wide open, that's the right one.
Right, okay.
Okay, because you have these cards here. You have this could be you being kind of frustrated that your life isn't where you want it to be right now, which is motivating you to take things more seriously. It is talking about a shift in what you do for work, but there's something about what you do now that actually creates the foundation for the new thing. So I wouldn't totally throw that baby out with the bathwater. I totally wouldn't diss the fact that what you've done so far is valuable. I'm actually seeing that there's a next evolution that may not be exactly what you think it is, but it is coming to you. So there's a guy here that's bothering me at the last card of your spread here. He's he's a guy that talks a big game, but doesn't have anything to back it. So he's it would be like somebody that's in a multi-level marketing sales thing where, you know, the first people on track that get all these people to sell for them underneath them are the ones that make money, but not the ones that end up coming in later. And if it's anything like that, I really want you to be hesitant about taking it.
No, I've had that experience before. Never again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because I talked about recently, I don't know if it was on this program, but it was to somebody. I talked about the old Amway or Herbalife spaghetti dinner. Where people, where someone would invite you over that you'd recently met, and they just seem real friendly, and they go, hey, we're having a few friends over for spaghetti dinner on Tuesday. You want to come over? And you're like, well, yeah, I'd love to come over because you think this gal or this guy's pretty charming. And you get there, and there's 20 people all having this cheap spaghetti dinner. And then as you're in the middle of eating the dinner, they're promoting their Amway or their Herbalife or whatever it is. And you feel guilty because you've just eaten your $1.99 dinner with them, and you feel like you've got to buy something.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, but what it's saying here is that there's a guy that's showing up reversed at the end of your reading that you might not have the whole story. So if this new adventure involves a guy, then I would definitely check his credentials.
Okay.
Check him out. Just make sure he's the real deal. But you are going to be going in a new direction. I'm just not sure it's this one. All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
okay,
you
see
so
you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this? 509. Hello. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Don't know if I'll be able to get to you today. We'll see what happens. I got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's your question?
Question is, I just put in my I just put in my notice for my bartending gig, and talking to a couple other places, I do have another job lined up for mid-March with high-end catering bartending.
Mm-hmm.
I just
kind
of wanted to see if you saw anything kind of popping up with any of the ones that I'm talking to that are looking to make a change, move some people out, and bring some people in next week.
Okay. First of all, I know that things with the bartending job were not fair for you. I mean, I'm looking at that right here. And you had gotten to the point where you absolutely just couldn't freaking stand it.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just telling you that's showing up in the cards. You have the angels guiding you here, which is kind of a cool card to get. And whenever I see this card, I always recommend people to download my 9-day energy reset, because it's saying that the next thing you go into, you're going to have to give it 100%. You're going to have to jump in with both feet, and you're going to have to be all in. So in other words, you can't have this next thing where you might be doing business development for this catering company, whatever it is. What I'm getting is that you have to give it a huge commitment. Now, having said that, I actually think there's a different job that's about to present itself.
Okay.
Because I think that you might have a little bit of a squirrely feeling about the catering company, but you just couldn't stand being where you were now, so you just sort of went for it. One of the things, now, the reason I'm recommending 9-Day Energy Reset, it'll cost you $4.95 to download it, all right? And you're going to do some preparation for it between now and the 1st, and the 1st is when you start it. So you start it on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. Because the angels are guiding you, especially over the first 3 weeks of March. So this would be the time that, since you actually are, in essence, a free agent, Mike, I would start applying like crazy to stuff today. Seriously. Just you jump online to anything that even remotely looks like it would be fabulous for you. I mean, I would love it if you worked for – I would love it if – this job would be awesome for you, because I think it lines up with your ability to connect with people, but I also think that it would be amazing for you. Either working for a winery where you're representing a specific brand of wine, or you getting hired by a company that actually does distribution for spirits, you know, tequila, vodka, whatever, and becoming someone that does that is a rep for the city you live in, and you actually sell the liquor to the different places with liquor licenses, you know, in bulk. But what
no,
I'm getting
absolutely.
Is, okay, because what I'm getting is that it's really important that the next gig you get into, that you make a commitment to it for 3 years.
Well, that's actually probably the project that I'm working on with a partner that we're just starting to launch.
Okay, all right. Well, because what
big
I keep...
sales element.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that you have to remember, and part of the reason you're good at what you do is that when people meet you, they like you, all right? And
right.
when people have that kind of mojo, they should be doing something where when people meet you, they like you and they buy from you, whatever
right.
it is.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
But yeah, I really see that you just couldn't stand it anymore where you were, and I just see that you were getting really crappy hours and, you know, it's almost like everybody else benefited from your effort except you.
That's 100%.
So, but
and this bartending stuff is just to pay the bills, you know, for while working on a couple other things. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be an entrepreneur. I mean, you're supposed to have your own thing. I'd like you to get out of the fear of having your own thing, which is why I'm asking you to do this 9-day energy reset, because this is more about what the universe is trying to offer you and not what you have to chase after.
Right. Awesome.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to see if I can get 509 back on the air. Hello, 509, are you there? All right, I'm hanging up on you because, you know, I don't know what you're doing. All right, going to area code 313. Hello, 313.
Hello, how are you? Hi, Sherelle, how are you?
Oh, hi, Sherelle. What's your question?
Whatever you pick up for me.
So my program is designed for people to ask me a specific question.
Lisa, a new job coming.
All right, let's look.
And what is going on in my current job? Do you see, like...
Well, here's the cool thing about what I'm seeing for you is there's something that happened at your job that you just can't forgive. It's almost as if someone, and this is saying a guy, took credit for your work.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pissed. I don't blame you, by the way. I would be... But instead of being pissed... I want to let you know that the fastest way to motivate you, Sherelle, is to make you mad. That's the fastest way to motivate you, girl. So what I'm getting is that instead of being pissed off at this guy for being kind of all about him, I want you instead to be the gal that looks at him and goes, wow, I think you're my angel of change. So instead of being pissed at him, I want you to go, wow, I just got a very clear indication I'm not supposed to be here anymore. That's all you say to yourself. And so you look at him with this sense of humor because, wow, isn't it sad that he has to take credit for other people's work? And isn't it sad that he doesn't have an original thought in his brain? And isn't it, I'm going, there's this one, did you ever see the movie Adam's Family?
Yes.
Okay, there's that one scene where they're basically criticizing Wednesday.
Yeah, say what?
No, sweetheart, what are you doing? Because now you're distracting me. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Sounds like you're not kind of all focusing on this. So good luck with the new adventure, and I guess I'll finish my reading with you later. Wow. Okay, you guys, you know, people have to wait a long time to get on the air with me, and then you get on the air with me, and then I've got really great stuff to tell you, and then, you know, you're distracted by, I don't know, maybe she was at work or something, but okay, that's all right. I think I gave her the information she most needed to hear, because, you know, that's what it's all about. So here we go. All right. So I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question for me?
I have a question. I want to know, well, I would, whatever you see, I am consulting, and I'm thinking about going to reach out to some of another headhunters to see if they could find me a full-time job because it's just taking too long at the company that I'm at.
I love that idea. Here's the thing. You're going to get a job offer. The job offer comes by April, all right?
Okay.
There's a lady headhunter here that I like, dark hair, dark eyes, kind of petite, but really knows her stuff, all right? She's somebody that may specialize in your industry, and it is saying there's a job offer here. There's a part of you that has to get very, very honest with the idea that you can't do both. If you get a job offer, you can't do consulting until you're not working at the job anymore.
Right, yes.
Okay, so that means that when you get the job offer, I want you to work this to your benefit. And the way you work it to your benefit is that as soon as you get the offer, as soon as it's in writing and you accept it, then you reach out to every one of your consulting clients and say that you've accepted an opportunity and that you you look as though you're going to probably be at this opportunity for 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Okay, because what it's saying is that there's one of your clients now that actually would like to hire you but hasn't stepped up. So when you say you've accepted a full-time job and that you're probably going to be involved with this company for at least 2 to 3 years and that you're incredibly excited for this opportunity, one of your clients might step up and offer you a better deal.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so
it could be the company I'm with now.
Well, that's perfect because what I'm seeing is that you are going to parlay this to your favor. And you might even not say that your plan is to work at this job for 2 or 3 years. But what you do is you actually move forward and you say, I just wanted to let you know that I need to give you a 2-week notice. I've accepted a full-time opportunity, and I'm really excited about it. And just be incredibly gracious. I really enjoyed working here. You know, I'd kind of hoped that this would move forward into some sort of full-time gig, whatever it is. But what I'm getting for you is that this is a really amazing opportunity now that you've made this decision that you really want to have a regular income with a regular identity with a job. So I think this is going to do nothing but move forward for you. What's interesting is the job that's offered to you isn't the most thrilling job, but the money is where it needs to be, okay?
Right.
And that's why I want you to accept the job and then go to your current place that you're doing work with. And then whatever the job offer is that you get that's on the table, you need to increase it by 15 or 20% and say, well, for me to work for you, I mean, if you actually are serious, I need it in writing pretty much right away, and my salary needs to be whatever is 10 or 15% or maybe even 20% over the offer that will be on the table. But the power month for the job opportunity is connected either with the number 4 or the month of April.
Correct, because this contract ends in April.
Oh, see.
You hit it right on the head.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. All right, see
you
later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I'm going to go to a commercial real quick. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because I called for mine, but I could hear you, and I was talking, but I couldn't. I don't know.
Oh,
something
I can
was
hear you now, so that's
phone.
Awesome. What's
perfect.
Your first name?
Thank you. Erica.
Hi, Erica. What's your question?
I just had a question in regards to my citizenship. I applied for it and had the interview passed. I did disclose an event that happened when I was senior and in high school. And so I got a letter that I got denied. And so I'm going to appeal, and I'm wondering if you see that being successful and how long is the process going to take?
It's so,
really stressful.
So I wish that you had not disclosed the episode in whatever happened when you were a senior. I don't think that they would have found out, for starters. The other thing is that mm-hmm. you have the most successful card you can get in my entire reading, and you have a card that says, yes, initiate the appeal, because this is saying that, and I want you to take the vibration that you have been incredibly candid and honest about this whole process, and that you
mm-hmm.
wanted to make sure that what you brought up was full disclosure, and you didn't do anything that bad as a senior.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't.
Yeah.
And the thing is I think somebody on the panel or whatever it was just decided that they were in a bad mood that day. I mean, it was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, I almost got this screw you vibe from that person. But this is saying if you appeal, it actually makes that person look like a bully in some way. But you absolutely should, and as soon as possible, appeal it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, as soon as possible, appeal it. Because the cards are saying...
How long can you...
Well, it's saying huge success here, and because that, I actually think that you may get this done within the next 8 weeks, but you need to act on it now. I'm almost saying that you got to get this appeal done before the end of this coming week.
No, I will. I'm starting tomorrow. I'm going to get my attorney on it. But I just felt like violated. Like, you know, I did something that I know was bad, but it wasn't too bad. I completed my community service, paid the fee, got it dismissed, and that was like 5 years ago. You know.
Right, and you've grown a lot in 5 years. So this is where I would go to any supervisors at work and get a letter of recommendation about your citizenship. I would start getting incredibly good letters from people, and that would be the other thing that I would do if I were you, is over the next week say, you know, I got denied, and I really need to have people act or vouch for my character. So you get anybody around you that you've either worked with or gone to school with or was a teacher of yours or whoever it was, you get as many letters as you possibly can, and then that will give your attorney even more foundation when the appeal happens.
Cool. That's an awesome idea. I never thought of that.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Because here's the thing. If I knew you better and I worked with you, I'd write a letter about you. But I don't think a letter from your psychic is going to count.
I almost cried when I read that letter, and especially because they didn't mail it to me. They mailed it to my grandparents' home, and I like told them during the interview I need stuff to be mailed to me, and I also made the changes online myself. And I'm not even getting these letters.
Okay, here's
so
the
I wouldn't
thing.
Have known.
Your cards, the card right in the middle of your reading is a card of pain is motivating you, that you're like, you know what, okay, screw that. I hate where I am right now. I hate this pain that they've now pissed me off. There was a call earlier. I said the quickest way to motivate this gal in a call earlier was to make her mad. Well, now I want you to go from sad to mad, sad to effective, sad to taking this seriously. Because the thing is that if all of this is a catalyst, who knows, girl, you might someday become an attorney and help people with becoming a citizen. Who knows?
I already do. I got my entire family on board and got their applications, motivated my mom, I'm meeting my grandma, my auntie, my uncle.
All right.
And I do want to become an attorney someday.
Sending you a big hug.
Thank you for your
All right,
help.
Gal pal. See you later. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right. So, you guys, there's a few people on hold, and they've been on hold a really long time, that have their number blocked. So if your number is blocked, I won't answer your call. So I'm just going to assume that you have blocked your number, that you actually don't want to get on the air with me. And that's okay. That's cool. I'm good with that. But that's why my introduction to the program says unblock your number by hitting *82. And I think you can hit *82 while you're on hold, too, and it'll unblock your number. But the reason for that is that I have four or five of you that have blocked your number, and you've been on hold a really long time, but I won't answer your call because I can't call you out by your area code. So that's why I do that. So I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Hi. So I've been dating this guy for almost 4 months now, and I know it can definitely become something serious, but for some reason, I feel like I'm just not attracted to him, or I just can't pinpoint it, but I don't know if I should just end it, or he's just a really nice guy, though.
Okay. There is nothing wrong with you hanging around a really nice guy. There's nothing wrong with it. And I actually think what's going on here, Jackie, is that you've actually met a nice guy, and because he doesn't make you jealous, and he doesn't piss you off, and he doesn't jack you up emotionally, that you think there's something wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, that's probably one of the best guys for you to be around.
Yeah.
I have a little test for you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you decided to say, you know, and by the way, you can date other people as long as you don't sleep with them, because then they're just friends. Okay. So I'm just telling you, as long as there's no poking going on, you can date as many guys as you want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So, but the test would be, I want you to seriously step back and fantasize for a second. Let's say you did break up with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you found out 2 months later he was dating somebody else who seemed to be just absolutely enamored by him. How would you feel?
I would be hurt by that.
Okay, then don't break up with him.
Okay.
Because
I guess another thing is, he is, but I just wish, and this is so shallow to say, I just wish he would lose like a little bit of weight.
No, what it means is that means that when he comes over to your house for dinner, it's not pizza and ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a steak on the grill and salad.
Yeah.
But instead of actually addressing his weight, which by the way, he can lose that. That's not an issue. Instead of that, you start creating things that actually are activities that are activities. You might start with something as simple as bowling. But I get that, you know, there's one thing to have a little bit of, you know, squish around you, quite another when it doesn't make you sexually attracted to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that's the case, say, you know what, you do it from the I perspective. So whatever his first name is, say it's Bob. Bob, I just want to let you know that I'm dedicating myself to doing this hiking group or this walking group 3 days a week. You want to go with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would think that he would say yes to that because I think he looks for ways to do things with you. So if you say, hey, right, there you go. So if you say, like, you might want to check out if there's a group called the Hash House Harriers. It's like corned beef hash. So hash, house as in, you know, home, house, Harriers. H-A-R-R-I-E-R-S, Hash House Harriers. This is a walking, running group that's incredibly silly, right? They have all ages, men and women, all ages, from teenagers to people in their 90s. And the neat thing about the Hash House Harriers is they're worldwide. And no matter where you go, you can actually find a run or a walk, right? So you tell him that you don't want to do this by yourself. Will he go with you? That's even more compelling because you're saying, well, it's a new group. I don't want to go by myself. Will you go with me? And then he has to walk 3 or 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And when the endorphins start kicking in at the end of the walk, because there's usually snacks and soda and beer and all this at the end of the walk, because everybody takes turns sponsoring it. So what happens is that when the endorphins kick in and he feels better, he'll go to the next one with you. But if he doesn't go to the next one with you, you go by yourself.
Okay.
Because you're more likely to meet people that are aligned with you if you're doing the activities that sing to how you stay vibrant and in shape. All right?
Yeah.
So you use the fact that this guy is actually, he's really trying to impress you. So what you say is, okay, well, I want to join this walking group. Will you go with me? I don't want to go by myself. And then if he doesn't go, the next time he asks you out on a date, say, you know, I'm doing a walking group here, so I won't be able to see you that evening.
Okay.
In other words, you make it like that's going to be the price of admission to spend time with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now,
that makes sense.
I'm telling you, this is a good guy. He's a little lazy,
but
he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Because he's smart enough for you, and when he does lose this weight, which he will, because if he loses 30 pounds, now he becomes a hunk.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, okay? And you know what? It's not you being shallow. It's you saying things like, well, the man that I ultimately want to be with, I want him to live a long time with me. So I want a man that takes care of himself.
Yeah.
But you don't have to say that now. Now you make activities the invitation for him to spend time with you. Like if you decided to have this wild hair and do indoor rock climbing, say, okay, I'm going to try indoor rock climbing. You want to go with me?
Yeah, I was just thinking that actually, yeah.
All right, gal pal. I think you got this.
Thank you.
I think
yeah,
you got this.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay,
okay,
bye.
See ya. Bye.
Okay, bye. You know, that is the biggest test, you guys. You know, if someone's interested in you and then you're like, well, I'm not so sure, blah, 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 and then you break up with he or she and you or him or her and you find out that they're dating somebody else, you're like, I could have had that. I could have had that. I'm just saying. All right. I got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Kate.
Hi, Kate. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I have an interview with a woman who's actually has a guest house in exchange for some personal assisting help. And I'm just wondering what you see around that particular opportunity.
That it's better than you think it is.
Oh.
Here's the interesting thing. This person does not want to. This is the whole reason that she's offering this to you. Is she doesn't want to be by herself.
Well, she has a family.
Doesn't matter. There's
okay.
There's something about having somebody sort of an anchor with her
that is
it's important to her. She likes you. You have this card of huge potential here, all right? It's saying that she will probably help you in ways that you can't even imagine now. And there's something about this woman that's pretty freaking amazing. And so you need to, this is saying you need to be all in. So if you get to live in the guest house and it's light housekeeping, you know, vacuuming, dusting, whatever it is, heavy, not heavy things like, you know, cleaning the, you know, renting a steam cleaner and doing the carpets or, you know, any of the heavy crap. I don't see you doing her laundry. But what I would do is get a clear understanding of what she means by light housekeeping. How do you define light housekeeping? Okay. And do you want me to just supervise when you do have the carpets clean with Stanley steamer?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in other words, I'd like a clear definition of what you define as light housekeeping. And that's really the only thing that I'm kind of worried about here. Because I'm actually seeing that. I mean, all you have to do is define that, because I'm actually seeing that it would be an amazing fit for you, because now you don't have to worry about money and you can move forward with the things that you want to do without having to worry about the security of things. You know, you don't have to worry about a roof over your head or maybe even food. But the cool thing about it is if you decide to every now and then whip together something, you know, that you might whip together two quiches that the family can snack on instead of just, you know, one little breakfast dish. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
but
you
do that as a bonus, not as a requirement.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
so what
we
were you going to say?
Very well over the phone. Well, we talked about some of the definitions of, you know, the parameters that she's talking about. She wanted me to work on weekends, and I said I prefer to have my weekends to myself. So I can already see that there's some making sure that there's the parameters are defined. But we got along famously on the phone, and she moved her interview appointment with me, I think, twice. And so I'm just hoping that this works out, because she just sounds like somebody who I really want to work with.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that when somebody is offering you a place to stay for free, they don't necessarily, they want it on their terms, because there are people that would be able to accept those terms. So when you say you want your weekends, well, maybe that's the whole reason that she wants someone staying there, because the whole family might take off for the weekend and she wants to make sure that someone's there.
Yeah, no, she seemed to be okay with that. We worked it out on the phone. She understood that I would be mostly the hours during the week, and she said she actually prefers during the week. So her other person had a full-time job, and they needed to do it on the weekend, and she said, you know, our family likes to be by ourselves, you know, when everybody is home, so I prefer doing it during the week. So she said that was fine.
Okay. Well, because the cards are coming up incredibly positively here. My only little tiny itty bitty thing that I want you to make sure is clear is the definition of what this trade is, because mm-hmm. it's a barter. You actually are bartering here. There's no
yeah.
monies that are going to be exchanged. So you
correct.
Actually need to have a clear terms with the barter, and you also need to have some sort of an out requirement. And this can be written just in layman's terms, but should this relationship, you know, what's the end of the relationship look like? I actually see you're going to be here a long time, but what's acceptable to end the relationship? That would be the other thing I want you to define.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But really, we put the parameters in there and we say, okay, and then if we both decide this doesn't work out, what is the notice? What is the notice you want?
Right.
Because what
I
don't want, I don't see a problem. I actually see you here a long time. But by you defining it, then you both have a clear understanding and you both signed this written agreement. So you may want to have that prepared before you even go see her.
Oh, okay.
Say I've written... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you see a time frame when this can culminate, you know, come to an actual
March
for me.
March.
So the beginning of March? Or?
Well, I'm just getting March. March.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, that the offer is coming. You can move in March, but if you need to delay it till April, you can. But it's like...
No.
And I'm just saying, it's
yeah.
The only thing that I want you to make sure of is that you have it in writing with the two of you what the agreement is.
Absolutely.
All right, gal yes. pal.
Good
Thanks
advice.
For the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Oh, I'm going to go to somebody from, I don't know if they're queued up. Let me see if they're queued up. I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Let's see if I can get them on the air. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I have a question as to whether to do my own search for employment, do my own thing, or to take a corporate job. I saw a corporate ad that was interesting to me, but I'm not sure I have the constitution to do the job.
Okay, what's your first name?
Marcia.
Marcia. Okay, Marcia, let's see. See, before I even turn cards over for you, there's something about your personality that's so engaging and so I don't want you to take a real job. Listen to me, real job. I don't want you to. I don't want you to drink the Kool-Aid and go to corporate America.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You have there's a woman around you here that could actually help you in a way that you're not even expecting now. And it could be someone that's in a complementary industry to yours that you just haven't gotten close to yet. But there's a woman here that could actually help you. So I'm going to give you an example. There's a woman who came to me for a reading that has this incredibly special skill. And when I found out what that was, I've probably referred probably half a dozen clients to her ever since I found that out, because she has something mm-hmm. that enhances the experience with me. And because people come to me and by the end of the session, they've like gotten a good experience and they trust me. That's usually what happens
mm-hmm.
is that when I pass this person's name on to this person, because they have an issue they want to deal with, they usually call her. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you can have more people like that around you, where it's not a competing industry, it's a complementary industry to yours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Those are the kind of
okay.
those. Matter of fact, if you were in beauty and wellness, for example, what I would do is I would create my own networking group of just people in beauty and wellness.
Okay.
Not something that is, what's the word, too scattered. Because you have this big breakthrough coming it's connected with the number 7. So I don't know if it's in the next 7 weeks, if it's connected on the day of the month, the 7th, or if it is July. But you have this, your own personal breakthrough coming. And I have to say something else because it's coming up in your cards and I can't not say it. There is a amazing potential romantic partner here for you. Are you already with that person?
Yes.
Okay. It is, get the advice from that person about if you weren't worried about money, what would you do next to promote your business?
Okay.
And I'm getting so many ideas for you that you might benefit from a full session with me. I mean, and I don't want to tell them on the air because I don't want other people to take them. But I'm sitting here, I'm being bombarded with ideas for you. So if you're interested, just give me a call and say, you know, I was Marcia. I called you on the phone, and you know, you said you had all these ideas. I'm going to actually set your cards aside. Just in case you actually call after my program.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thanks, Rona. Bye.
Got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen.
Hi, Joellen. What's your question?
I am looking to do something this summer. Along the lines of travel, and I want to somehow get some more training for my industry.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I've been looking at Workaway, and I've been looking at, I just don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. And I thought maybe you might have an idea, because
My big idea for you.
Yeah.
Is that if you can connect with somebody, you're going to help them take away the burden of what they need to do because you're helping them, that's the ideal fit for you.
Yes, and I'm looking on workaway.info, which is one of those bartering in exchange program.
Because what may happen is that, because I think your big goal here is to get your travel paid for.
Yeah, and also, I like what I do. I don't like where I am.
Right. I understand.
So I kind of want to just get away a little bit, and I'd like to get training so I could be better at what I do.
Well, okay. So have you done the 9-day energy reset yet, the one that I've been, like, basically talking about in every program that I've been doing since November? Have you done it yet?
I've done parts of it.
Okay.
You know, like the saging and the water with the words on it. And
okay. So you know, here's the thing is that I really want you to follow it. I want you to be dedicated to it for 9 days starting on Wednesday.
Okay.
I just want you to be dedicated to it because I keep looking at your cards here and you kind of keep going back into sort of old habits. Instead of being open to what the universe is trying to bring you that is exactly what you want.
Including a man?
Okay, sweetie, let's take one step at a time. First you got to fall in love with your work and be doing for your work what you really want that sings to you, that fills you up, that is all about you. Then romance comes in. Romance comes in, but not until then.
Well, and I like that. I like that idea.
All right, gal pal. So you do that.
Thank you so much.
All right, because I'm telling you, the universe is trying to reward you here. You got to let the universe reward you.
All right. We'll do.
All right, gal pal. See you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye. You're welcome. All right, I got somebody here from area code 619. Hello, 619. Who's this?
Is this Mona?
Is this Debbie?
Yes.
You have such a distinctive voice. I always seem to know who you are. Isn't that a riot? Hey, so do you have a quick question for me, my girlfriend, gal pal?
Well, yeah, just real quick. You know, I called you for my reading, and that was spot on, so I thank you.
You're welcome.
But something's come up since then, and I can't tell you exactly what on the phone, but it's an international import of something very special.
Right.
I'm wondering if
yeah.
I should go.
Totally.
Yeah?
Totally. Here's the thing.
I just hooked up with somebody really big here in San Diego that...
Okay, here's the thing.
The whole,
is
I just
that,
need to be the
that,
middle person.
Okay, what it's saying is that you have the wisdom to do this. I just, like I told the one gal that's looking to do the barter with the place to live earlier, just
mm-hmm.
make sure that the parameters are in writing. Now, if you're just ordering this product and selling it on your own and you're just buying it from a wholesale level and then selling it on
oh,
your
no,
own.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Okay. Then if it's not that, then you need to get what you need to get in writing. Because
yes.
Because what I'm seeing here is that your enthusiasm is not only is this going to be sort of a heartfelt, important thing for you to do because you believe in it, it's also saying that it creates for you the new beginning that you really want to have. And
yes.
then, and it's funny because it's almost echoing the last caller, is that through this project, through the mantle and the identity of this project, by you being involved in this company, then you meet this man.
I think you're right, Mona. I can't
oh
wait
my
to
God.
Tell you in a private session what this is all about. So I'll
okay,
call you
well,
soon.
Well, I'm available okay. the next couple days if you want to do that.
Okay, I'll call you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll
all right, but I'm really, really, really telling you that it's going to feel like for the first time in probably 4 years that your life feels like it's got purpose and engaged and connected and important and purposeful and all of that. This is a huge opportunity for you. I can't wait to explore it further with you.
And this is not anything I would have ever thought I'd do. I mean, I work with in a completely different field. It's kind of, it's really exciting. It's really
well,
exciting.
And what it says here is
test, but
the middle card, the middle card in your reading is a card that literally says, you see the truth and the potential of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even be traveling internationally as a result of this. That's
yes.
how big this is.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
All right, gal pal.
All right,
thanks for the call. See you later. Okay,
bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Everybody, I just wanted to say thank you so much for making my program one of your priorities in your week. And I just want to let you know that I truly, truly enjoy doing this broadcast. And I look forward to it every week. I look forward to doing this live every week. Just remember that I do it live Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time, that I am also available to do a full private session for you, and that if you mention that you actually heard my program on Blog Talk Radio or actually any of the other radio stations that I'm on, then you do get a little bit of a discount, which is always helpful to people. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week. My broadcast, I'm not sure if my broadcast on March, what's next Sunday, March 5th, is going to be live or not. It kind of depends on if I have internet connection where I'm at. But I'm not sure if it'll be live or not. But if you'll see it come up live if it's supposed to be. But I enjoy talking to every one of you. I enjoy you guys sending me feedback about what's going on. And I'm sorry I can't get to every one of your calls. But I just want to let you know that I totally enjoy doing this broadcast with you. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.